LessDoing.com. I think that it's time for your inner entrepreneur to come out and shine. Working with no limits, you know you're unstoppable. Flexibility and freedom, showing you that anything's possible. Plan, execute, and get it done. No stress, we have overwhelmology 101. LessDoing.com. My go-getters, make some noise. It's time to optimize, automate, and outsource. Woo!
Welcome back to episode 399 of the Less Doing Podcast. I'm your host, Ari Mizell. I can't believe we are one episode away from 400 episodes. I started this podcast about 8 years ago. It's been an incredible journey. I've done over 300 interviews, and I'm very excited for the next 400 episodes. I hope you are too. And if you are, take a minute and go over to iTunes and leave a review, because it lets me know that I'm talking about things that interest you and keep going. So go to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and feel free to leave a review and subscribe. In addition, we're using this platform now called Anchor. And if you go to the website for the podcast, you can actually leave a voice message. And if you have a burning productivity question, you can ask it there and it might be featured on a future episode of the Less Doing Podcast. The thing that I want to talk about today is the use and the loyalty to certain technologies. So I love technology. I'm a big fan of all sorts of technologies, and I use some very advanced tech in my work. However, every time I speak, every time I talk to a client or to a prospective client, I always really try to emphasize that productivity is not about signing up for some tool and then everything gets better. It really is about a mindset and about a methodology. It's why the optimize, automate, outsource methodology exists. It's to help you create a system and a structure around what you do before you even look at automating. That's why that optimize is the first O. Technology will amplify habits. So if you have good habits, it's going to make them better. And if you have bad habits, technology will make them significantly worse. And most people, when it comes to productivity, have really bad habits. They're using their inboxes as a to-do list. They have thousands of unread emails. They have a traditional to-do list, unlike the ones that we teach people to use. They're outsourcing incorrectly and getting things back that they don't want. And if they add technology, it's basically like driving the stake into the ground even further. Although that would be a good thing, I guess. We don't want to drive the stake. So burying yourself even further and faster. And we don't want that. There is certain technology that I have used and stick with religiously. And there are things that I would be hard-pressed to operate the business the way I do without them. So there's sort of a quad of tools, and that would be Voxer, Intercom, Trello, and Slack. Now, those four tools really compromise, I would say, 90% of the usage that I have with certain apps and tools, and my phone even. Voxer, for those who don't know, is a voice communication app. I use it for conversational communication with my team. Trello is our project management tool. Slack is our tool for procedural communication. And then Intercom, I believe I said Intercom, is the one that sort of bridges the gap between internal and external. And so all of these tools are part of the Less Doing communication mindset. Three of them are technically communication tools, and then Trello is a project management tool. So I've used these for months, some of them for years now. And first of all, there's a new project management system on the market almost every week. And you have things like Monday and Asana and Wrike and Airtable, and you have all these other things that you can use to manage projects. Trello is the one that I use. It's the one I recommend. It's the one that I like. That doesn't mean it's the right tool for you, first of all. So you have to be able to assess these things for yourself. And secondly, if you're using something and it's working, the value has to be so great to make you change that it's not even a question. You know, so if I were to change from Trello, it's not the switching cost that would be a problem. It's not that, you know, taking all of our stuff off of Trello. Like that's a cop-out, if you ask me, if you're going to go to a better platform. It's more that the platform that I would switch to would have to be like 10 times better than Trello. And quite honestly, I can't imagine what would be 10 times better than Trello? You know, you want to think about like 10x thinking, like what would make that so much better that you would want to change? I don't know what those features would be. Now, I come across new technology every single day. It's one of the reasons that I've become a sort of curator of technology for a lot of people, including our clients and our community, is that I see so much of it and I see so many interesting things. And there's so many things that I want to try and test out, and I usually do. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to switch. It doesn't mean that I'm going to put the faith in that tool that it's going to fix any problem that I have. So that's really the big sort of takeaway, is that you have to identify what the problem is first before you look at the solution. Don't go chasing tech. Don't get bogged down by the dragon of potentially new technology, because you can get really consumed with it. You can make a big investment and end up further away from the solution than you were when you started. So always think about how can I optimize first? And I'll tell you about optimizing too is, if you are achieving a result, it doesn't matter how ugly it is. It doesn't matter how labor intensive, how costly. If you are getting to a result that you want, then you are way, way ahead of the game. And now you can work yourself backwards from that and optimize, automate, and outsource. But if you're not getting the result to begin with, and you simply come out and you say, I want to have this tool that makes it so that I can have 100 leads a day. If you're not already getting 100 leads a day some other way, it's not reasonable to assume that some tool is just going to fix it for you. And anybody that claims that they can is probably not telling you the truth. So all that to say, stop, take a minute, look at how you do what you do now and how things operate in your business, and figure out how you can make the process inherently more efficient with the resources you already have before considering adding any new technology to the mix. I hope that makes sense. I hope you enjoy that. If you want to hear more or find out more about what we do, you can always head over to less.do and see everything on our website. And make sure to head over to Facebook and join our free group, The Replaceable Founder. Make it an effective day.